You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
We are constantly surrounded by the message that mom life is the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it can be hard and full of lots of showing up for others, the idea that being a mom means living a joyless life, a stale or shit show kind of life all the time, is something I am passionate about putting a stop to. My name is Ali Casaza, and I'm about to make your life so much lighter. You are listening to The Purpose Show. A quick note, because it is so important to me that I am able to authentically be myself and speak the way that I normally speak here on my podcast, not sugarcoat or be vanilla or wear a different mask when I'm talking to you guys here. You'll find the occasional curse word on my show. So if that bothers you, if it's not something you want your kids to hear, grab your headphones, girl. The Purpose Show podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other awesome shows like this one. I don't actually think that anyone is really ready for my newest program. Literally, I have the next official Ali Casaza program in my signature collection. It is called Now. Now is the anti-someday, anti-later, anti-should program for overwhelmed moms who want more. If you have ever found yourself caught in the cycle of thinking things like, I really need to break this habit. I really should be more like this. I wish I had already started. I'm so behind. I really want to change, you know, whatever habit or action. Why am I letting myself live this way? I could be better than this. If you want more for yourself and you want more for your family and you want to become the next version of yourself and you want to become her now, this program is for you. I'm not even going to say anymore. Run. Go to aligasaza.com/now. Read the info page. If this is pulling you forward, my love, go and roll. I love you so much. This was made for you. Go check out the page. I'm so excited to see who feels pulled towards this and enrolls. I am literally so freaking excited. We have done our first round of training. The feedback was amazing. Everybody was amazing. Everyone loved it. It is here. It is official. It is ready for you. AliCasaza.com/now. Hello, you stunning goddess. Welcome to The Purpose Show. Today, we're kind of sticking to our theme of energy. We've talked in last week's episode about kind of like the energetic connection between up-leveling, growing, becoming a new version of yourself, and clutter. What used to not be clutter, but then becomes clutter in your physical space because you are a new version of yourself. And kind of just piggybacking off of that, I want to talk about how your area, your space can get energetically clogged and what to do about it. So I've read about feng shui. It's something that I respect. It's definitely not something for me personally that at this point in time, at least, that I like follow to a T or, you know, I think that some of it just doesn't resonate. There's actually pretty big chunks of it that just really doesn't resonate. I haven't found those beliefs to be true in my experience with my home. Some things for me feel a little bit superstitious rather than factual. But I'm always like trying to keep an open mind, trying to learn and taking the meat and throwing out the bones, so to speak, when I'm reading a book or learning about a new topic. But feng shui, I think, is fascinating. And there is absolutely so much truth and so much help to be found in the art of feng shui. So I'm kind of going to be drawing from the idea of feng shui as we go through this episode, which I think it's interesting that I've never really done that here when I do deal with your physical space so much. So maybe we'll talk about it more. I don't know. But okay, in a space, let's just dive in. In a space, there is a typical flow. Okay. And you can like, it's a gut thing. You can like feel it. So feng shui isn't something, I think people overthink it and think that like, okay, wait, I have to study it and know exactly what to, you can kind of feel the energy in a space. Okay. Things that clog energy are typically clutter, of course, and furniture being set up in ways that just don't really flow. And there are some things like some hard and fast like rules in feng shui, like not having a mirror in the bedroom, like facing a certain position towards the door with your bed and your desk and things like that. Personally, I have a mirror in my bedroom. I'm fine. Like I've not had one and it's been fine. Like I didn't personally feel a difference. So things like that, like always kind of gauge according to yourself. But clutter definitely always is negative. It's a block to the natural flow of energy in a room. So clutter in feng shui, clutter is considered negative because it blocks that creative, that natural energy flow. It is a creative energy flow block. It's a personal energy flow block. It's not good for us. And we know this. Research shows it again and again. We talk about it here on the show. Like we know this. But whether the issue is like it's about what kind of clutter. Maybe the issue is awkward furniture placement and that feels cluttered. Or maybe it's like having too many items on the coffee table, creating what's called an energy conflict. The practice of feng shui can help you remove clutter from each room of your house, whether it is, like I said, a lot of energy conflicts on your coffee table by having too much, or on your mantle, or your furniture is put together in a weird way, or you actually have clutter, like too much stuff. There's different types of clutter in feng shui, but all of them create a clog in the energy flow. Okay. So, okay. Let's explain it like this. It's kind of like air. Air is just moving throughout your home. It exists. You can't see it, but you know it's there. You're breathing it and you can feel it. So like, you can feel like the wind, like you can feel that. You don't need to see it to know it exists. So like that, energy also exists. Energy is in everything. Like you can say like, I just really don't like that guy's energy. Like you just feel something. You're feeling his energy. Have you ever like just had a feeling that someone's watching you or looking at you without looking up? You're feeling the energy of someone's attention. Okay. So energy exists. It's a fact. And like air and wind, energy moves through your home all the time. Okay. So that's the flow of energy that feng shui is talking about. Now, if there's a pile of old mail that hasn't been gone through sitting on a tabletop, if there's like a stack of random shit, like papers, pens, rubber bands, like an old candle that just has been sitting there, it's got dust in it, a stapler, and I don't know, a magazine, just some random shit sitting in your entryway, let's say. That pile is clutter. Because that's there, energy can't move freely and the energy becomes trapped. It's creating stagnant energy that continues to accumulate. And you feel it every time you enter the room until you get rid of the clutter. So the subconscious mind works like this. It is always seeing, hearing, processing, reading, whatever, every single thing around you all the time, always. Consciously, you could look at the pile and be like, this is a pile of shit. I hate it. I need to declutter it. But you don't even need to do that or notice it or look at it, consciously notice it. When you walk into your home, your subconscious mind is picking up that pile. Okay. And it is translating it as clutter, stress, a block in the flow of energy. So blocked energy in you is reflected from your home much of the time. And blocked energy is a common side effect of having negative energy flow, okay? So a lot of different things can cause blocked energy in a space and you can correct it. That's what feng shui does. Like the principles in it like are meant to be applied to fix the problem. But that's just like a very kind of like layman's example, explanation and example of clutter and the energy flow and a block in the flow. So when you walk into your office and you see, a pile of
framed photos that you've been meaning to hang on the wall for months and you haven't. And you see a pile of paperwork on your desk and you see, you know, a bowl full of seashells that you collected a long time ago and you thought would be pretty, but really just sit there collecting dust and it looks gross. Subconsciously, without you even consciously giving it attention, subconsciously, you are creating a block in your energy because the space you're in has energy blocks like crazy. Now, this is an office in this example. This is where you're going to work to make money. So for there to be those kinds of blocks in your space where energy and money and creativity are supposed to flow, that is affecting you. Okay? So does that make sense? So with feng shui, the basic principles of feng shui to kind of like remedy this, you're obviously going to go through the rooms in your space, in your home, and determine if there's clutter, where are there blocks? Where's the free movement of energy being blocked? You can feel it. Of course, like doing things like going through your uncluttered home, using the book Declutter Like a Mother, and going through like declutter, go through your space. But I would say like with this, look at the surfaces first. Where is their surface clutter? How can you remove those blocks and clear that stagnant energy? You are going to feel so different. So you clear the surfaces, you remove the visual energy blocks and you instantly feel better. You walk into the room and you're like, oh my God, doesn't it feel so much better? And here your husband comes home and walks in like, oh my God, this looks, what did you do? It's just, everything looks so clean and better. They're feeling the energy. The stagnant energy is carried away and there's a new environment, new fresh energy begins to flow through your home and it feels so much better. It's not just because it's visually clean, it's because the energy of the clean visual. Does that make sense? So with feng shui, with clutter, with energy blocks in your space, walk through and feel it. Where do you just feel blocked? Where do you feel like this is just, it's bugging me? When I consciously notice it, it bugs me, but I now realize that I've been also unconsciously noticing it every time I walk in here. Or even like, you don't even have to be in your space, guys. Your subconscious mind still knows that pile of shit is sitting in your entryway, even when you're not home. Like it is creating blocked energy in your space, in you, in your mind. It is not, I'm telling you, like if you were to just dust, get rid of the cobwebs, get rid of the pet hair, clear the piles of mail, just make decisions, shred stuff, throw stuff out, pay the bill, move on, clear the surfaces, clear the dirty dishes stacked in the sink, clear the dirty clothes piled on the floor. Organize the piles of laundry. You don't even need to get it all done right now. Just organize the piles and start working through it later. Clear the surfaces, make a new space, open the windows in the morning. Like these things all remove energy blocks and create space for positive, new, fresh, positive energy to flow. And that is why when we're stressed out, when we're overwhelmed, we want to go grab something and start cleaning. We want to go and like, we just want everything to be better. We freak out at our family and start yelling like, no one helps me. This is a mess. Who lives like this? Because we're feeling the effects of the blocked energy. These issues can be solved so easily. Like you don't need to stress out. Just have like energy flow rules. You don't allow the dishes to pile up in the sink. You have rhythms in place for keeping the laundry up because it's ongoing. You wash your floors. You protect your countertops. You protect your surfaces. You protect the flow of your office so that the energy is flowing and it's not accumulating. It's not getting blocked and becoming stagnant energy. Stagnant energy means energy that has been blocked by clogs in your space and has just been sitting there. It's not flowing. Does that make sense? So go through your house and notice, become aware, clear of a surface clutter. In my book, In Declutter Like a Mother, there is a section that I talk about walking through your home and finding the gaps and bridging them. Go and do that. Like this doesn't need to be complicated, but the effects of making these very, very simple energy changes in your space are astronomical. It will change your life. I'm not kidding. It will change your life and make you feel so much better. So notice the energy flow in your space. Notice where there's clogs and begin to knock them out one at a time and notice how much different you feel in your energy because it is being reflected in the space. Friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me and letting me be a part of your day. It means so much to me. If you would like more like
behind the scenes view into my life, this lifestyle, regular like life hacks, tips, and more content that's really gonna create lightness in your social media feed, follow me on Instagram at Ali_that's me, or you can search Ali Kazaza and it's the one with the blue check mark. If this episode or any episodes was helpful for you, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. It is literally the lifeblood for a podcaster and it helps me so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to learn more from me, how I can help you, how you can implement the things we talk about here on The Purpose Show, leaning more into making life simpler, better, and more abundant in the best ways, head to alikazaza.com. There are free downloads, online programs, and other resources to help you create the life you really want in a very deep dive style. I am always rooting for you, friend. I will see you next time. I'm Ali Kazaza, and this is The Purpose Show.